chapter 6, verses 19 to 24. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Does anybody know who the richest person in the world is at this moment? Anybody know? Elon Musk is a guest. Sorry? Trent? God or Jesus? Yep, pretty rich. Anybody else have a guess who the richest person in the world is? Bill Gates. Some Saudi prince, possibly, yeah. Don't know. Who is it, John says? Whatever. Okay. It actually is Bernard Arnault of Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton, commonly known as LVMH, French. I just read an article. This is why it sparked my interest. I just read an article about Mr. Arnault, who is grooming his five children to take over his multi-billion dollar company. LVMH is a French multinational holding and conglomerate specializing in luxury goods and headquartered in Paris. You may be familiar with some of the brands the company holds, along with Louis Vuitton and Moet Hennessy. The company also holds Tiffany and Company, Christian Dior, Fendi, Givenchy, Marc Jacobs, Stella McCartney, Celine, Sephora, Princess Yachts, and Bulgari. The company sells clothes and perfumes, alcohol, watches, jewelry, and yachts, among other things. And as I read the article about him and his grooming of his children to take over this company, what occurred to me was that the whole premise of the company was founded on manufacturing and selling junk. The whole premise. Maybe it's beautiful, expensive, luxurious junk, but it is junk, nevertheless. And then it further occurred to me that a good percentage of the richest people in the world have created this kind of facade that makes us want to have what they offer, but what most of what they offer us is junk. And the only way that they can stay rich is for us to buy into the junk they're selling. Right? Stuff, as Jesus said, that will rust, fall apart, be stolen or abandoned, and eventually be thrown on the ever-growing garbage heaps of the world. That's what we're being sold. And they need to convince us of our need for these things. And they've done it very, very successfully, obviously. That somehow what they offer us will make our lives more valuable or worthwhile. And guess what? It's all smoke and mirrors. The razzle-dazzle of empty promises that never fulfill us, but Obviously, they work because they make us feel good in the moment. That's how we get hooked. It feels good. And we get convinced that we should have these things. Deep down, we actually know that there's something much better in life than the junk that we're so attached to. Sometimes we get so attached to our junk that we think it's that stuff that gives our lives purpose and meaning. It seems to be doing that more and more in our world today. So we acquire more and better stuff, thinking our lives will get better. And that's what charlatans want us to believe. They stoke the fire of desire until we forget that what they're selling us is just junk. Some of it is perhaps useful for a time. I like having a toaster. I like wearing nice clothes. But ultimately, it's just stuff that will one day get tossed out and replaced by something shinier that we think we need. Like our homes, our vehicles, clothes or jewelry, or even church buildings. Ultimately, it's all stuff that withers, rusts, falls apart, and is replaced. It's all junk. Again, they may serve a purpose for a time, and even create some treasured memories by having them or being in them or using them, but they are ultimately not things we need to get attached to. They are simply practical tools for life that are just temporal and temporary. Jesus reminds us to put these things in their place. Don't, he says, lay up things on earth that really have no lasting value. Don't waste your time, your resources, your energy on things that are temporal, that are transitory, even if they do add a little meaning to our lives. Instead, he says, set your hearts on things that have eternal value. Things that truly give our lives depth and richness and meaning and purpose. Tend to the light in your own heart and make sure it's pure and focused and in tune with God. Because what your heart sees, he says, is what matters. And your heart needs to tend to the light within. For it is what that is within you ultimately that people see. Not the veneer of what you have. Eventually you get found out for what's in here. He says it's impossible to have it all. We will waste our lives and our loyalty by serving two masters at once. Competing interests only serve to distract and confuse us. He says, so set your gaze in one direction, towards treasures that bear good fruit, and be clear about what you're going and what you serve. You can't serve the world's smoke and mirrors, the razzle-dazzle, and God at the same time, he says. If you serve God, if you set your sights on God, then and only then will you know the joy and delight of a life that feels full and worth living. Let Christ live his life through you. What you need, he says, you will find within yourself if you set your intentions on God. Our faith story tells us from the very beginning that God breathed life into us. God's own breath is in us. God created us in his or her image. We are reflections of God. And when we look within, when we find Christ within, we will find eternity, what we need to be whole and well. It's kind of like the story of the Wizard of Oz. You know, Dorothy and her companions are so intent on getting something they need that they go to the land of Oz looking to have their wishes granted. There they're told they will find the great and powerful Oz, who will be able to meet their every need. So they travel the yellow brick road to get to Oz, believing that they're going to find exactly what they need, what they ask for. So once they're there, they state their needs, and this big and powerful presence appears with a booming voice and scaring them half to death. And as Dorothy and her companions are cowering before the wizard, Toto, Dorothy's little dog, pulls aside the curtain and reveals the fraud behind the big presence. Just a man with a lot of bells and whistles, but with no power at all to give them anything of value. Dorothy, like most of the world today, has bought into all of the smoke and mirrors and pretensions of people and things that promise to meet our wants and needs, this grand deception that we have bought into in our world. Unless it's exposed for what it is. Frauds who only wish to build a worldly kingdom contrary to God's desire for us, and they're doing a great job these days. We need to find the kingdom within. One is a distraction, the other is the real thing. And we've confused the two of them, Jesus reminds us. And that's what Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion all discovered. The most amazing discovery for all, for Dorothy and her companions, is that they already had everything that they needed within themselves. It took revealing the charlatan, the wizard for who he was, to make them realize this. And we need to realize this too. No Bezos or Gates or Musk or Zuckerbergs or Arnauds or anyone who is making us, working really hard to make us to believe that they have something worthwhile to offer us, can do anything to save us. We need to get this sooner than later, for believing that we need these things is slowly destroying us and the earth. Don't focus on junk. It's not worthwhile in the end. When did we begin to substitute junk for something more valuable, something more worthwhile and lasting? God, ourselves, and the inner light that so often is obscured by all the smoke of those who want us to buy into their charade. Jesus reminds us there is something far more valuable than this. Find it, he says, and you will have treasure in heaven. Treasure that can never be destroyed. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. God has given us what we need. Let's invest in that treasure. Let's take a moment for reflection.